My name is Pierre Salin.
Pierre, you're a former teacher of the Occitan language. Yes. Now, we're listening to some wonderful polyphony, polyphonic singing from this part of the southwest of France. Yeah. Can you just tell me a bit about this tradition of singing?
Oh, it's very old, you know. There is a tradition in Béarn. First, you must know that people all around Béarn call Béarn the country of the songs.
Country of songs.
Yes, because people were singing at every occasion they had. You have in Béarn a number of traditional songs, and many people who know old songs. So you have the traditional songs, and you have creations,
modern creations.
Yes, new songs.
So do you sing too?
Yeah, you know, here you have a thing I wrote. That one.
You wrote this song called
La Subirano. Atribes vilos e mons e lanos, ed inca la magrano che senuureio io subirano, en tan de milannados caudin su narride de mainados, as cantos encantados, sus mus damus de hendo tanta imado. The song says that the Occitan language is something like a woman which is loved by people of Béarn. Mamai, ma so, ma hilio, ma beramu, qui la lengua occitana, my mother, my sister, my daughter, my beautiful love, it's the Occitan language.
What's the melody?
Despuch l'hôpitaliano a truves vilos e munds e lanos.
Today, it's a very musical occasion. Just how important is song in developing and continuing the Occitan language?
It's a way. We can't avoid to sing. We can't stop singing. You know, the Welsh do that very well.
Yeah.
And I know that some Welsh songs had been translated in Occitan. Yeah. When you have a party, and it's not possible not to sing.
What are people singing about?
You have songs of shepherds, because they sang very often because they were alone on the mountains keeping the sheep. You have love songs and songs used making the work, you know?
While people were working,
yes,
they would sing.
It was giving the rhythm, you know, and it was a collective song to be more efficient in working, yeah.
The Occitan language. Is the language dying?
No. You have had, 40 years ago, something who was very alarming. But now, every year, you have Occitan sections who open in the public school, you know. And almost all the little towns in Béarn have their school which teaches
Occitan.
Yes. And this is changing many things, you know. I am optimist, and I am naturally optimist.
So I've just been listening to some what might be described as rather traditional chant from the Béarn. region in France from the southwest, but there is also a kind of new generation of people also singing in Occitan. So I'm very pleased now to be with a member of a band that's doing just that. Can you introduce yourself?
Of course, my name is Jocelyn Papon. I come from Carcassonne, close to Carcassonne, a little village, and our band is called Dubartas. We are actually doing kind of traditional music, but from today. We are five singers, and we are mixing different influences of Mediterranean music and Latin cultures, and we're mixing mainly Occitan and a bit of Arabic from Morocco. We've written all lyrics and songs. We've got one which is a mix of Arab and Occitan language. It's called Jibel Galal. It's to invite the people to make party.
People of different cultures.
Of different cultures, yeah. Because in our countryside, Languedoc, which is a part of Occitan regions, we've got a mix of cultures. A lot of people from Portugal, Spain, Italian, Maghreb, every people mixing together there. And this song, it's a way of
celebrating
that mix, exactly.
Jocelyn, why decide to sing in Occitan, which necessarily means you're not going to reach out to everybody in France?
Yeah. The first reason is because Occitan is a very musical language. It's an older Latin language, and a bit like Spanish songs or Italian songs, is very rhythmic. And the other reason is because the band, we all come from little villages, and for us it's very important to just keep this language alive.
In tu mundo re che nous te debat la gioia de barula e pana lu che ten d'arge me fi la canzu de truco muru
me fi la canzu de truco muru.
We are living in a part of France which the musical tradition is not very alive. For the Pyrenees, for example, it's very alive, but from our countryside it's very poor at this time.
What happened?
I think it's just because the population movement. It's a region where the people moving to the town, to Paris, to Toulouse, Montpellier, and the people from the countryside left. But we are sort of inventing a new traditional music, very Latin, very dancing music.
In the light of what you've just said, it's also a little bit political deciding to remain in that part of France. You're committed to trying to bring new life into it.
Yeah, it's right. It's a way of doing politics without explanation. It's just using this old language and make a music not from America, not from electronics or things like that, to make the Latin cultures alive through the Occitan culture, through our little life here in our little region, south of France, Languedoc, close to Spain, close to Italy, close to Maghrebin people. That's it.
Thank you very much, Jocelyn.
Thank you very much.